Welcome to another episode of The Voice on the King. I'm Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, bringing you exclusive, fast-paced interviews with national and local leaders, business owners and brands, and organizations making a difference in our communities. Today, I'm excited to be on with and introduce the latest member to the King family of advertisers, a woman recognized for her humanitarian and philanthropy, a retired Navy veteran with a commitment to community service and a passion for empowering others. Lock in with us right now because this conversation is all about uplifting our listeners and with our guest answering the call to serve with love and compassion. This will be another inspiring episode of The Voice on the King, where purpose meets power and community voices lead the way. So without further ado, introduce yourself to the people.
Well, hello, King family. My name is Angela Bankhead. I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri. I moved to Atlanta, Georgia in 2016 after retiring from the United States Navy in 2014. I moved here due to my daughter attending Spelman College, and I just wanted to come here and support her through her college years.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. Now, that's real support. That started with family support, home support first. I love that. Well, Angela, welcome to The Voice on the King. Let's dive right in. Tell us about your love for health, care, and service to veterans. How did your interest begin? Was it passion, purpose, or both that led you?
You know what, Tamika? I think it was both passion and purpose. When I moved here not knowing anybody but my daughter and her grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my daughter's father died when she was 7 years old, so, and he was the only child, so I grew to become her grandparents' child, hope, you know. They started getting sick back in 2021, and what I did, I became their caretaker. And once I became their caretaker, I was seeing CNAs coming in and out, and they would rush, and I'd be like, why are you rushing? They were saying, I have 10 patients I can't just give the proper attention to one patient at a time. And I said, well, I can open up a home healthcare company. And when I open up that home healthcare company, what I would do, I would provide quality over quantity.
Yeah.
So that's what I decided to do. I decided to go ahead and open up a home healthcare company to provide that love and compassion for the elderly because they're often forgotten. And not only that, once an adult, twice a child.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to bring them back and, you know, teach them and support them just like if they were a child again. So I'm very passionate about that. And as far as the foundation, I've always been passionate about helping people. Even when my daughter was a young girl, we would go out and we would do give backs at every duty station. And if you don't know what a duty station is, that's where people are assigned to different states in different areas. So we've been doing that ever since my child was, you know, a young girl. So I'm very passionate about love and support and helping people.
Really? Wow. A duty station. You would go there, you and your daughter, since a young age, and just actively give back. And what were some of the things that you were giving back?
Well, and that's what we do now. We give back toiletries. We go out to the different areas like Atlanta metro area. We'll go out and we'll give out to the homeless. We'll give out toiletries. We'll give out food. We don't normally make the food, but we will give out peanut butter and jelly sandwich that are pre-wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
We'll buy toiletries, soap, combs, wash cloths,
yes,
towels, things of that nature, water, whole fruits like apples and oranges to where they're not broken. So they deserve, and you know, to have something as well.
That's right. That's right. And you said earlier, once an adult, twice a child.
Right, right. Yes.
The care and understanding in that, for having compassion for your elders and those who need that health, the care. And I have a little bit of background in home health care because my grandmother was a registered nurse, but she did home health care as a registered nurse. So I used to go to the different houses she would go to, and I never seen my grandmother rush. And that's why when I had the time to invest in home health agencies, like when I first moved here myself, I got a job with the home health care company where I would go in and provide the services, peer support. I would provide the support to the people in their home, and sometimes I would stay over the time that I'm paid to be there. But it was never about the quantity of the time. It was about the quality time that was shared, because that was going to be more memorable with them.
Absolutely. And you would be so surprised just the little conversation
mm-hmm.
that you have with them, you know, and it brings joy to them, just combing their hair and rubbing their hands and, you know, and being gentle, you know, just like I said, once an adult, twice a child, and they need that attention because they're often forgotten.
That's right. That's right. That's right, Angela. And that's powerful too. We all should have a passion to support our veterans and especially our elders. It's inspiring to hear about your journey and how you've invested in crafting a faith-driven organization that's committed towards transforming lives with the compassion and dignity that you show. And I hear it in your voice, and I hear it in what you're telling me about your business. So for those listening who want to support you, whether through receiving the services you offer, volunteering, donations, and even employment, how can they connect with Angela Bankhead and Gracefully Chosen LLC and Foundation? Let them know where they can find you and how they can be a part of your mission.
Oh, absolutely. So we are on all major platforms. Our website is www.gracefullychosen.net. You can also email us at info@gracefullychosen.net. Social media, we're on Facebook. We have Instagram, which is Gracefully Chosen LLC. Facebook will be Gracefully Chosen LLC and Foundation. And we also on LinkedIn. And even if you would like to give us a call, you can reach us at 404-514-7981. We would love to hear from you.
And give them that website and the phone number one more time.
Website is going to be www.gracefullychosen.net. The phone number is 404-514-7981.
I want to thank you so much, Miss Angela Bakehead, the founder of Gracefully Chosen LLC and Foundation, for sharing your compassion for others and your journey with us today on The King.
Thank you. I really appreciate being here. And I'm looking forward to future endeavors.
And of course, a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of The Voice on the King. Catch the replay of this episode online at 105theking.com. And don't forget to connect with me, Tamika Nicole, on Instagram at Your Beauty Entertainer. Until next time, fellas, stay charming, ladies, stay beautiful, and always keep it locked right here on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.